Hey, BA fam, this episode is sponsored by State Farm. Are you a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers, they're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Hey. We're back. We're black. We're brown. Ambition. In the studio today, we're extra black. You know, I love the extra black days. We have the amazing Arlen Hamilton in the studio. Round of applause. Super excited. So fortunately, Mandy's not here. Baby got sick, but you know, I got her. She was really disappointed because she wanted to be here to meet Arlen because she is the legend. So Arlen, you accomplished one of my dreams. I remember when I first started my business, I was like, why is there no funding for Black women? And I said that, you know, one of my dreams would be able to get enough money that I've made myself to create a fund, you know, for Black women. And when you did it, I was like, oh my God, so I'm jumping ahead of myself. One, I would love for you to introduce yourself to the audience who might not be aware. If not, go ahead and Google Arlen. She's amazing. But kind of like, what is your story? How did you get here? Who are you?
Well, that'll take the whole, that's my alarm telling me that my time's up. That'll
take the whole, I know, but you know what I mean.
That's like the whole hour. But so I have a venture fund called yes. Backstage Capital. Mm-hmm. And actually what you just described is still my dream for the full fund to be all of my capital.
Okay.
Right now I have investors and then I contribute a great deal to the fund.
But okay.
Ultimately for the true impact I want to have and the autonomy and for it to be about truly Black women getting to have a full say. Mm-hmm. The goal, you know, you always have to have bigger and bigger goals. Mm-hmm. So one of mine is to have a very large fund that is my family office, essentially. Mm-hmm. But Backstage Capital has, it started less than 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. When I was homeless, I was sleeping on the floor of the San Francisco airport. That was my home. I would get on a commuter train in one direction or the other, either to San Francisco City or to Silicon Valley each day, go out and pound the pavement with meetings and trying to make things happen. And then I would come back as late as I could because I did not like being there to the airport. Today, we have invested in more than 200 companies mm-hmm. led by women, BIPOC, and LGBTQ+ founders.
Amazing.
So it was certainly worth all of that.
Yeah.
And all the in-between. And even today, I mean, I don't know when this comes out, but today I posted something where I just had to vent because of all the shenanigans. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's really the investor story. And what I love about it too is all that it has made spring forth, which is dozens of other funds
yes.
that have been born because of, you know, inspired by or
yes.
because I put a check in mm-hmm. to that, you know, to help them or whatever the case is, because the case was made. The case yes. study we were, the case study of the blueprint. To me, that's really exciting. And then all of the founders, of course, who then employ so many people and then go on to get more funding and generate revenue. And I love being at the airport and seeing one of my portfolio companies at a store or, you yes. know what I'm saying? Like, I love walking into Target or seeing something crazy happen online with a viral moment. Those are the moments that really get me. So that's the main story. From that, I have written two books that have come out. One, the first is called "It's About Damn Time."
I recommend I have that one.
Order like you watch, like you're reading the Hunger Games. Uh-huh. Read the "It's About Damn Time" mm-hmm. first, and then read my latest, which came out this year, "Your First Million."
Mm. So, well, one, I just want to thank you because, you know, you were like such this amazing pioneer in a space where, I mean, I just couldn't even. I didn't even ask for money because I was like, I know the answer is no. Mm. And mm. I also too, I didn't even know how. I was like, that's mm-hmm. not even a skill set I'm willing to develop because mm-hmm. word on the street is it's not happening, sis. So just one, I want to thank you. Because of you, you know, we have things like Fearless Fund and other funds that have come out mm-hmm. that if not for your presence and your success, quite frankly, it just, you know, you made the case that this is feasible, this is possible, and this is necessary. And quite honestly, when we succeed, other people succeed as well. We are the rising tide that lifts all boats. So one, I wanted to thank you for that.
Thank you. And then two,
like make your first million. Cause I know you have you had a podcast where you talk to like, cause I used to watch, girl, I know all about you. It's all in your business.
You know, the podcast is Your First Million. That's why mm-hmm. I named the book that. It's been out mm-hmm. for 4.5 years as an audio. And then with the last few months, it's been video.
Okay.
And the last few weeks, we've really cranked things up on the video side. So, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so what is the book about? I mean, obviously, you know, make your first million, but like, what's the full premise? And why mm-hmm. do you think we ought to make our first million?
So the book really, it's a guide for mm-hmm. entrepreneurs. And the subheading is why you don't have to be born into a legacy of wealth to leave one behind. Mm-hmm. I would, you know, it kicks off with a really funny and fun introduction where I talk about how I won. They call it winning, but you'll see. Won Janet Jackson's prized truck at auction in Beverly Hills. It starts with that story and tells you kind of where I came from and what that moment meant to me. And then it really gets into this mindset shift of if I'm in any given room of underestimated founders and I ask the room who here thinks that they can generate $1 million, not even in the next year, but in their lifetime. Mm-hmm. Only a few hands go up usually. So this mindset shift of, first of all, yes, you can. After meeting with, investing with, and becoming a millionaire, after investing with, speaking with hundreds of millionaires over the mm-hmm. past few years, I have learned that almost anybody can be a millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing. And of course, we're talking about two different things. One is making your first million mm-hmm. and one is being a millionaire. Though two different things. And we talk about that, what the difference is in the book.
Okay.
And we then talk about the importance of us having collectively the power of billionaires. Mm-hmm. So one of the things I want to do, my main North Star, is that I want to help create and catalyze 1,000 new millionaires in the next decade. Okay. And by that, I mean truly trackable, be able to do that.
Okay.
Because as we know, 1,000 million equals a billion. And what it represents is we sometimes think about billionaires in a negative light because it's usually just one person with a lot of power.
Mm-hmm.
So what if the same amount of money conceivably, right, were controlled by us? Now, of course, I'm not stopping anybody from becoming a billionaire.
Yeah.
Any of us from becoming a billionaire. Go do that too. But I think we always skip the pieces in between.
Okay.
Like when we're thinking about it, we either don't think we can do it at all or we think, okay, I got to be a billionaire to make any kind of difference in the world.
Okay.
I believe that collectively, we will control, we will have power, control, leverage, higher quality of life potentially for us and our people if we get together on this mission.
I love that.
Let's all have a mini, I call it MINI empire. Let's all have this, right?
Yes.
So I talk about that a great deal and kind of introduce that thesis. And then the fun part, I'll tell you how.
Okay. Because, do you believe that it's largely so? I, like you, both my parents were immigrants from Nigeria. I was a preschool teacher for many years in Newark for about 10 years. And recession happens. I lose everything. And I start the business, the Budgetnista, just to pay bills. I mean, one, I didn't want to go back to the, although teaching is not quite corporate America, it still felt overwhelming and rat racist to me. So I started the business, yes, just to work for myself. And also to be of service. That's why I became a teacher. I did not, and I can't say that I anticipate becoming a millionaire. Yes and no. Yes, from this weird standpoint that when I was a kid, almost everyone's grandmother, I would come visit, like my friends, if they have a grandmother, they would speak life over me and to say, baby, one day you're going to be a rich lady. That happened so often that it became weird.
Yeah.
And I just said, okay, Miss such and such. I mean, I didn't grow up much money. I'm one of five kids. Yeah. And so the Budgetnista does well in the last 15 years, especially in the last, I'm going to say seven or so, last half, we've made over $50 million gross, which, you know, is different than that. Even saying it sounds crazy, like what? But largely that, thank you.
That's wonderful.
But largely a lot of that money has been put right back into the community and the people who work for me, obviously, because I don't have 50 million, although I still am a millionaire. So I could not, I don't know how, you know what I mean? So is, how were you able to kind of figure out the tenets, even the teacher in me? I mean, certainly I understand how money works better now, but when people come to me and they're like, oh, I want to be a millionaire too, I'm at a loss because I feel like so many things were like the timing of when I did things, you know? So like, how did you work toward creating like a systematic way to teach folks how to make you know, a million?
And also the thing is, it's going to be a little different for everybody. I think there are just some general things that can be applied to a lot of people and like choices to make.
Okay.
But the really, what you just said is kind of what I've done is I've studied people like you.
Okay.
I've studied, not only am I observing and championing, but I'm studying as if it's a case study, like I'm doing a Harvard Business case study or something.
Okay.
And so I believe now that I know, I didn't know this, these metrics about you, your work. I've just heard about you for years. What I would do in this case is I would study.
Okay.
What all the different pieces of what you did, what part of it was luck? What part of it was happenstance, you know, happened to be this year that this took off and da, 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 da. But what part of it is repeatable? What part of it can we shave off 3.5 years for somebody else, even though 7 years is an incredible feat. Like I was just with, you know, Terry Igioma.
I was just hanging out. We were just, but everybody, Arlen and I were both in Puerto Rico. Literally, I just got back last night for one of our friends, Rachel Rogers, which is funnily enough. She has a book called, you know, We Should All Be Millionaires. And it was called the ROI Conference, Return on Investment. And so Arlen was there, although I did not see her there, which is funny. But and now so, we're seeing each other.
Well, you know, everybody was there and it was like this, it was wonderful. So Terry and I have had really great conversations and she's speaking at my event in April, Your First Million Live. And she has done, you know, in that range, 60 million in the last 4 or 5 years. And I've studied her, the people who are like you and Terry who are just creating these case studies and you're creating the blueprint. So there's studying people, there's interviewing people. I spent the last 4.5 years interviewing hundreds of millionaires for my podcast and otherwise to see if they could, you know, like before somebody becomes an investor in Backstage, I talk to them.
Okay.
And we have several investors, so et cetera, et cetera. And so you can distill that, you can deconstruct that, distill it, and then give the information. And, you know, let's be really honest. Let's be super honest here. If my book could make everybody a millionaire, I would be a billionaire. You know what I'm saying? Like it would just be over, it's said and done. It is in, there's only a certain percentage of people who will get the book, even after they hear this today. Mm-hmm. So if you get the book after you hear this today, you're in a certain tier, right? Mm-hmm. There are only a certain number of people who get the book who will actually read it or mm-hmm. listen to it in its entirety. Mm-hmm. Of that percentage, which is already dwindling down, there are very, very, very few people who will implement and execute yes. on what mm. I teach. You know that with courses and with yes. books and with all yes. the things. There are only, and see, this I have observed for years. It has mm. not changed. It is tried and true. And that is the difference. That's why someone can say,
I was about to ask you that.
Yeah. Why isn't everybody a millionaire yes. then if you got a book that tells you how to do it? Because of what I just said.
Yes.
Because there are people who just, and this is not I'm not judging actually. I know mm-hmm. it sounds like I am. I'm not judging. I'm saying there are people who just simply knowing it's possible is warmth enough for them. Mm-hmm. They can go with that. I'm going to listen to you. I'm going to pick up the book, have it in my house. It's on the shelf. I'll glance over at it every once in a while. And that's enough for me. Then there are people who, by reading it and saying, somebody else can do this. I believe somebody else can do this. Mm-hmm. That's enough for them. And then there are people who have this hunger and this drive that they probably, like you may relate to this, mm-hmm. they can't find too many other people who feel that way.
Yeah.
They feel a little bit outsidery. Mm-hmm. Like with you when you were a teacher, I bet you had all kinds of plans and ideas and your
girl, when the kids went to sleep at nap time, I was reading books. I was writing. I was like, yes. I don't. Yes. That's I had this fire burning. Yes.
That's fire. Right. So if you're listening to this right now and you just heard $50 million mm-hmm. and you're like, what? How? Why? When? It's because you simply went further than most people are willing to go. Mm. You simply stayed in it longer than most Ooh. People are willing to do.
Where is the collection plate? I hope you understand the Arlen's Priest. Because I was going to ask, like, honestly, I was going to ask you, I said, from the book, if there is like a core message, because I get this all the time, because to your point, Arlen, it's like, how from preschool teacher to, I've owned several businesses, you know? Mm-hmm. How from preschool teacher to making over $50 million in business in a mm-hmm. relatively short period of time. I'm mm-hmm. 44 now. I stopped teaching mm-hmm. preschool at 30. I didn't mm-hmm. really start my business until about 30. I made my first million in business gross by the time maybe I was like 35. Mm-hmm. And then I made eight figures in a year when I was 37.
Yes.
Like 10 million, my first 10 million in a year.
Yes.
You know, and then after that was just like,
COVID hit you and everybody was at home.
It was hard. But I noticed, you know, that first 100,000 was actually the hardest,
mm-hmm.
you know? And then because it was a mindset shift from, especially from 100,000 mm-hmm. to a million, mm-hmm. it was like, mm-hmm. I have to expand the way I think. And from a million to 10 million was like, I had to almost deconstruct myself. I was just talking to a friend of mine this morning and I was encouraging him to listen to people and who think totally different from him. One of my business partner, my former business partner, Jabril, one of the things I love about Jabril is that he is a time traveler. It took our business coach for me to realize, because Jabril and I, at one point, I couldn't understand some of the ideas he had. They seemed so out there, but Jabril mm. was so good at going 5-10 years into the future, seeing mm. what was going to happen and bringing it back. So mm-hmm. I'd all be like, you're talking gibberish but sure enough, I am living in the reality that Jabril predicted 5-10 years ago. And I'm like, aha. Mm-hmm. So this morning I said to myself and my friend, I said, I want to learn how to time travel. Like, cause that's a skill set hopefully I can develop. So to your point, one of the mechanisms to growing wealth and becoming a millionaire is sticking with it longer and being willing to go further than the person before. So like, are those the two like major core things or something else that you've seen in millionaires?
That's it. Coupled with the mindset shift of you can and you're worthy of.
Okay.
Because you can and you're worthy of people tend to, when I talk about mindset, people tend to kind of blank out a little bit. Because they're like, that didn't teach me how to get the $10,000 in my bank account tomorrow. Mm-hmm. They're like, I need the tactical. And of course, I'm going to give you the tactical. But if you don't believe you can or that you're worthy of it, it's not never going to happen. Mm-hmm. It's just not going to. You're not going to act. Did you accidentally become a millionaire?
No.
Did you accidentally? Right. It's not going to happen like that. And so, yes, that's really what it boils down to, mm-hmm. is this focus, and like even more granular, a focus of just 12 months. Mm. When is the last time, and I'm asking you and your audience, when is the last time you stuck with something day in and day out for a full year, regardless of the results?
Well, I do that quite, like my book. I have a book too, Get Good With Money. Mm-hmm. And I said, this book is going to be a New York Times bestseller come hell or high water. Mm-hmm. So it was 2 years of day in, day out. I must have read that book like 200 times. Editing, mm-hmm. editing, rewrite, 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 editing, mm-hmm. editing, and then market, 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 market. Uh-huh. 2 years later, we're still marketing that book.
Uh-huh.
Because you're right. I see so many people 2 months saying, girl, it's not working. I'm like, what?
Exactly. So what I did was, I can't remember what month it was, but it was a few months ago for one of my groups, entrepreneur groups. I went back and looked at my own list of things that I was working on. And for many reasons, my main business model is an investment fund. So I am not a full-time entrepreneur on the other side, although I am an entrepreneur, which mm-hmm. makes me a better investor. And I say that, but I have several companies. So I guess I am full-time. I'm just doing both. Mm-hmm. But I look back and I said, okay, the things that I started a year prior, how many of those things did I finish? Mm. And I went through and I listed like what I was working on. And I found so many different things that if I had simply stuck with it for a year, mm-hmm. they would have made, each lane would have made at least $1 million.
Yeah.
Like easily, like water,
yeah,
flowing. And for some of it, I showed where I stopped it on purpose because it was taking away from the focus that I needed for this other thing that made more than that, right? Mm-hmm. But the examples were so interesting to me because it was my thesis that would be the case, mm-hmm. and then to see it laid out was so powerful. And so it's truly. Again, this is one of those things that the majority of people will just kind of hear and go in one ear, out the other. Mm. But what I'm saying to you is that imagine you're playing this episode again a year from now. Mm-hmm. And in this moment this year, you made a decision. I don't care that it's January, we're all making, you know, all these kind of claims of what we're going to do. Whatever mm-hmm. month you hear this in, you made a decision that you were going to stick with something for a year, and you weren't going to take every opportunity, or you weren't going to stop and go through this other thing because this looks better, or you weren't going to add on 4 income streams because I'm supposed to have 7. You're not supposed to have 7 when you start. You can have 7 eventually, but not when you start because mm-hmm. you'll never get anywhere. If you were to focus for a year, the results you would get would be incredible. You talk about your book. It does not surprise me in any way, shape, or form that you stick to things.
Yeah.
Because look at your results. Danielle Leslie talks about how.
That's my homie too.
Yeah, for 1 year, it took her 2 years to make her first, to really make her first million. Mm-hmm. And then from that, she's never made less than the year before, mm-hmm. which is incredible. She said for the first 18 months, she just had a webinar once a week, every mm-hmm. single week, every mm-hmm. single week for a year and then 18 months. And it just grew. And then at the 18 month mark, something happened that was an inflection point.
Yes.
And from that moment on, she was now making 6 figures a month and she couldn't stop it if she tried. Mm-hmm. If she had stopped at month 4, because she only had 17 people show up to the webinar.
Yep.
Then she wouldn't have gotten the skills needed to be ready at 18.
Yes. I wish people understood that the first few months, even a few years, are not actually about the earning. It's about the learning. Mm-hmm.
She, you know, have, she wouldn't have answered the question that came up in month 7.
Yes.
But she realized this is a blocker for 27% of people. Yes. If I were to simply answer this question in my first 10 minutes of this webinar, more people would convert.
Yes.
I'm just making that up, but that's one of the things.
Yes.
Right. Like, she wouldn't have had created the confidence.
Yes.
That would, I bet if we looked at video footage of her first month and her 18th month, they're like night and day. I bet. I mean, she's always been charismatic, but I bet you. That's there are so many things you can list off that would have been different.
All right, BA fam, y'all know when it comes to financial advice, you have to trust your source. That's why you listen to Brand Ambition, right? And when I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. I've been a longtime fan of NerdWallet. In fact, I almost worked there a couple of times because when it comes to financial experts and writing, they really know how to give you the best reviews of financial products. I honestly wouldn't sign up for a credit card today if I hadn't looked at a review on a site like NerdWallet myself. And honestly, if y'all haven't learned about NerdWallet, you're missing out. And with their help, what could future you do with more travel rewards? A hotel upgrade? Lounge access? Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms of each credit card issuer apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
I think people don't understand that it's like, I call it like, you have to gather the keys, right? So let's just say, you know, door 20 on your journey is the millionaire door. And if you have the misfortune of jumping straight to door 20, the millionaire door, you don't have the key. Because guess what? The key is in the box at door 10. But the key to that box was at door 5. And then the code to that box was at door 2. So you don't really actually get to skip steps, even if you get all the way to the end very quickly, because you don't gather the lessons you're going to need to maintain the million you're seeking. Mm-hmm. There's so many things I go through now that I'm like, ooh, that's right. I forgot. I learned that year too. Ooh, thank God.
Yeah.
You know, like, or I'm like, ugh, like I'm struggling with this thing. I'm like, wait, didn't I do that thing year 4 that helps to fix the thing? Sure did. Mm-hmm. And so the development, go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead, Arlen.
Oh, I was going to cut you off.
Yeah.
No, it's okay. Can I ask you just, I know that your audience knows this left and right, but I'd love to understand. What is your business model? What made the $50 million?
So my initial business model, the Budgetnista, is like the, I call it the business of Tiffany. So that's like influencing, speaking, spokesperson work, books, and like one-off little products, right? So, but the Budgetnista allowed me to start this other business called the Live Richer Academy, which is an online school that really made the bulk of my money. We have graduated about 150,000 students. And when I first started, it was like $10 a month. And now it's, I think, like $50 a month, but we're always having a sale. But and so currently we have about 12,000 students and then people take it for about a year. They graduate out. So that's where it made the bulk of my money. But I also had like this digital marketing component to my business where we find a product or service that we like. We partner with the organization to market that through the Budgetista because such a trusted name. So yeah,
what does the course teach?
So Literature Academy teaches, there's a foundational course where I call it financial wholeness. So it teaches you how to budget, save, get out of debt, fix your credit, earn money, invest, be properly insured, create a financial team, increase your net worth, and estate planning. So that is like the, if you think about your core course, that's the core course. It's 10, courses in this core course. Yes. Yeah. And then after that, we have additional courses. Think about it. Like, if you were going to be in school, outside of your normal syllabus, you would have these other like extracurricular kind of like classes. Like there's tax classes and business classes and all these kind of surrounding classes, probably about 50 or so of those. So people join because they want this handholding. So the courses, we had these women from Stanford come in, study the academy and help us upgrade it and make it better like a year or so ago. And so although the course might, each class that you take might be an hour, we chop it into 5 to 8 minute segments. So it's really bite-sizable, but enough to, for you to learn the lesson. So you take these 10 classes, you feel good. And if you want to take these kind of like auxiliary classes, those are also included. Those are all pre-recorded. But then every month, we also have like a day or two of live interaction and with the other students as well as instructors and course providers. So,
and I know Terry said that a lot of hers is from word of mouth. Is yours a lot of marketing, paid marketing, content marketing, word of mouth? What would you say is the order?
So I would say paid marketing first and foremost, then word of mouth, and then because the Budgetista kind of like provides what I call almost like, you know how you go to school and you have to take like your pre-courses before you could take your one-on-one class? So the Budgetista is like the prerequisite. A lot of things at Budgetista are free, super basic. So when you learn there, then we say, okay, you're ready for the next thing, which is the Literature Academy when you want to take your finances to the next level. So, but paid marketing still is like, although it's not my favorite, it's still the number one driver for the Academy, but we are shifting our business model. I'll let you know if it works. By getting like, because I feel like my ideal business model is the one I started with the Budgetista, which is the Black women who come to me should not have to pay. That instead, there are all these huge organizations that benefit off of Black women. And I'm like, no. So they used to, like the United Way, for example, when I first started, used to pay me to do classes and I would do the classes for free for the community. And I love that model because the community really came out. I went from 5 people per class to 200. And so for the Academy, this is the shift I wanted to go toward. Instead of like marketing and having individual people sign up, I am now looking for corporate sponsors to say, I will sponsor 1,000 people for scholarship to the Literature Academy. That is the shift that I wanted to shift toward.
Have you already found success with that?
No, we're just literally, this is the year I was like, go ahead.
Can I give my opinion or?
Yes, please.
You did not ask for it. So
I would love it.
I've learned to ask people if they want it. I love that. But to me, it sounds like you have a $600 a year product.
Okay.
Right. Is that what you,
it's $300 a year.
$300 a year. Cause you said maybe 50 a month, but it's maybe a 6 month
thing. Yeah, we have, cause we're always having on discount. Yeah.
So $300 a year. So this is just my opinion. My opinion is for what you just listed off, that the value that you give, that's a steal.
I know.
That's a steal. And if somebody, like I have a lot of free on my Arlen's Academy online. And yes, a lot of people go through it, but you can see on Teachable, you can see, I don't know if you use Teachable, do you use Teachable or Kajabi?
I use Thinkific.
Oh, Thinkific. Okay. So on Teachable, maybe elsewhere, you can see from the free courses, how many people complete it versus the paid courses. And every single course that is free has more people signed up, but fewer people completing the course.
Yeah.
And so what is that Rachel says when they pay attention, right?
Mm.
So I love the fact, here's what I'm going to say. The truth is, I love the fact that you want to do that, that that's your instinct, is that Black women should not have to pay. But I have to tell you, if they pay that nominal fee to be in the room, you're going to probably get more out of it because they have skin in the game. And Black women are not, like, we are all, we contain multitudes. Mm. We are doctors and lawyers and teachers and executives and retail people and people that work at fast food restaurants and caretakers. We are all these things. And I know what it's like to have $0 and to be hungry and to worry about where I'm going to sleep that night. But I also know what it's like to say, I have a goal.
Okay.
And my goal is to get into this Stanford 2-week boot camp that costs thousands of dollars so I can be around these millionaires and learn and then get into it.
Okay.
And then meet my first investor who kicked off the $30 million fund that would go on to invest in 200 companies.
Okay. I see what you mean. When they pay attention. So even if I had like a, so not all scholarship or even a matching scholarship to say, you do this.
Mm-hmm. What I think works, so what you have done works. So I would not stray too far from that. That's my main core. Keep doing that. Keep that flywheel going where the paid is working. As long as your profit margins are reasonable, like if it's 5% profit margin, but if you have a healthy profit margin, keep doing what you're doing. Pay attention to how the pricing is changing with marketing. Add a little bit more content marketing that's free. Add a little, like, take advantage of the TikToks of the world and the Instagrams of the world and the LinkedIns of the world. Do that. Put some money into content because that's what I'm really going heavy in. But I would keep that flywheel going because it's working.
Okay.
And then I would even go the other way of where did they go from there? Can they graduate from there? Because there are going to be some people who are like, I love this. This helped me get to a point where now I want to pay you $1,000 or $2,000. Can I be in the room with you?
I'm getting that more. That question has been coming out more.
Can I have weekly calls with, you know, whatever you are able to do to sustain. Don't do anything outside of what you can sustain. Yeah. I think that's where you go. You don't have to, and it doesn't have to be a hamster wheel. It doesn't have to be like, oh, I'm just selling all the time. Because you have all these different, you have the free to get them in, to make them understand, is this for you? They graduate to the 300 a year, which again is a steal based on what you just described. And then for those who said, what happened in that course changed the way I view things. Therefore, I trust you and I want to go to another level. Is there another place you can take me? Can I be like you, sis?
Okay.
How did you do what you do? Okay. Talk to me about your company. I'm willing to go into the $1,000 program for that. Okay. I'm willing to go to the event that you put on that cost $1,000, whatever it is. That's what I would do. And then on top of that, what you could do on the side is you could have corporations who see the value in what you're doing.
Okay.
Do some scholarships for specific one-off things for groups. Maybe it's for HBCUs. Maybe it's for Black women who are in domestic.
Like partner with a shelter or something like that.
Exactly. Because they are not going to be thinking about, let me find this $300.
Yes.
But just as a blanket, don't turn the faucet off when the faucet's working.
Okay. This is why, Arlen, where can the girls get your book? Because I hope you understand this was a master class for, I mean, I am a good teacher is an even better student. And so I am just absorbing and grateful for all that information. And so this is why we had Arlen on the show, because it's one thing to do a thing, live a thing, but to be able to teach a thing is something completely different. And so if the girls are wanting, not just the girls, because we have lots of people who listen, but if they're wanting to purchase your book, what is it called again? Your First Million?
Your First Million.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow me on Instagram at Arlen Was Here, and there are all kinds of lists. Or you can go to yourfirstmillion.live. Okay. And get the book from there. I'm also on a book tour for forever, it sounds like.
I remember that time, yes. It's
going so well. And I'm in New York right now, actually. I live in Los Angeles. I'm in New York. I'll be on the Tamron Hall show in a awesome. Few hours. And others, apparently. And so, yeah, your first million, you can pick it up that at line. Multiple okay. airports across the country as well. Yeah. I think it may even be in Target, but, you know, that's a rumor that I've heard. I'm going to check it out as soon as I get a chance to. But yes. what I want to do, and I don't know, I know that we can probably kind of edit this. I would love to talk to you, Tiffany, because our time is running out. I'd love to talk to you about my event and your okay. audience, because okay. There's a way we can work together.
Okay.
And I want to be able to give, maybe you can record after this, like the way that they can get into the event with your discount.
Okay. Okay. Because your event is in April.
The event is April 9th through the 12th. It's okay. in Los Angeles. I'll just say here a few of the people we have showing up. So speaking of teachers, I know you watch Abbott Elementary.
Yes, you know I do.
Okay. You know Ava, the principal.
Yeah, she's hilarious.
She's going to be our host.
Okay, that's awesome.
Isn't that incredible?
Yes, that is incredible.
She's our host. Now, I also want everybody to, before they get into who's going to be there, who all going to be there, I want you to understand the venue. So we're going to have a day and a half of expo across two ballrooms at the JW Marriott, which is where, if you ever saw Pink, the singer, dancing on and singing on the side of a building in downtown LA a few years okay. ago for an award show, that's the building she was on.
Okay.
It's connected to the Peacock Theater, which is where the Emmys were held just a few days ago. So if okay. you saw the Emmys or any clips from the Emmys, that is where our second half of our event will be, amazing. Which is steps away from that hotel. So it's all on the same campus. So just imagine you're there. You're in a great seat because it's theater. So it's rising mm-hmm. seats. You have a great view of the stage. It's not a ballroom where it's flat. And then Ava from Abbott is doing the hosting. On top of that, we have an evening with Issa Rae.
Oh, wow. I love, who doesn't love Issa?
She is doing like a very special event with us on the April 10th at the Peacock Theater evening of. So we'll have somebody open for her and then like an opening conversation. Then she will do, I'll speak in fireside with her. She is flying out that same night to go to an event. So she's making it happen for us. That's why we're wow. doing it. On April 11th, all day long, you'll have Sheila Johnson, the first Black woman billionaire.
I just read her book.
Her Through the Fire, incredible mm-hmm. book. Get that book now. If you read that book or listen to the Audible, you'll want to come to the event just yes. to hear her speak. Rachel Rogers will be interviewing Sheila. I've asked yes. her to do that because they okay. they remind me of each other. Mm. And it's fun. I'll just do a little side note. A few days ago, Sheila's chief of staff, who's been with her for 20 years, mm-hmm. told me that I remind her of Miss Johnson from when she met her 20 years ago.
Oh, that's amazing.
Isn't that incredible?
I was yes.
by that. So that was really cool. I'll interview Rachel, talk all about her events, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly, mm-hmm. all the behind the scenes business side of that for anybody who wants to put on events. Lamar Tyler, who I'm speaking at his event.
I love Lamar.
He will be there. We will have Rich Paul, who is okay. LeBron's agent.
Yes.
Who is also Adele's husband, by the okay. way.
Yes.
He has done $6 billion of deals for his clients, including LeBron. We will have Gary Vaynerchuk.
Okay, Gary V.
If you want to learn how to market without spending money or with spending very little money, mm-hmm. he's going to take us through that and how he has amassed a fortune and also amassed that fortune by gaining attention from people.
Okay.
And how we can each do that as we walk out of the theater. We have Lauren Chan, who sold her company, her plus size clothing company, to Universal Standard just last year. We have Sunira Madani, who started a $1 billion company okay. with her brother after being turned down by 12 banks and told by her boss that her idea was not smart. She started the company on her own and built it to $1 billion. And I'm talking exit. She's exited the company. Mm. Okay. It's not just on paper.
Yes.
And we just have more and more. And then this is really exciting. TLC, the legendary TLC, closed out the event with a performance, arena level performance at the Peacock Theater.
That sounds amazing.
And there's more and more and more that I have not mentioned here. So you're going to get the inspiration, you're going to get the understanding, but you're going to get the learnings because we're doing Arlen's Academy live and we're doing multiple other things. So be in the building. You'll get your code to use because I want you to have a special code to use.
Okay, we'll put that in the description notes. And where's the link where people can register for?
Yourfirstmillion.live.
Also for the book and the event. Okay. Yeah. I love that.
It's a book tour. If you go to the book tour, there's a pop-up across the page that gives you to the book.
I love that. Thank you so much, Arlen. You have just been, one, just so inspirational, but two, thank you. Like that was really, I'm always open to receive, like, how can I do better? How can I show up more fully? And so what you just shared with me about my own business, I'm like, okay, that absolutely makes sense. So that's so helpful.
And can I say one more piece?
Of course.
Another main reason for that idea is that, I encourage people to work with corporations because it is a good model, but it is its own fresh hell.
Yeah.
It is its own, you now got to be beholden to their schedules. Yes. It is a long sales cycle, so it'll take forever. And if they put you in the bucket of philanthropic, they'll treat you as such.
Okay.
And you don't deserve that.
Yeah.
So there's that play too. So it's okay to have it in the background as something that you can take or leave, but for it to be your model shift would worry.
Okay. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Thank you, Arlen. I hope y'all enjoyed as much as I have. Again, yourfirstmillion.live for both the event and the book. If you're not following Arlen, what are you on social media again? Arlen was here. Yes, please. You are playing yourself. congratulations on all your success. I will continue to cyber stalk you because I just love being motivated by Black women doing the damn thing.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.